Good morning. This is Pastor Stoltz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. The scripture lessons that I will be reading shortly are as follows. Jeremiah 1, 4 through 10. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through chapter 10, verse 5. And the Gospel, Matthew 20, verses 1 to 16. The sermon theme is Laborers in the Vineyard. My sermon is based upon the Gospel reading. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all of our sins, and by the Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who hath had mercy on us and hath given us his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us, for thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. O God, so rule and govern our hearts and minds by thy Holy Spirit, that being ever mindful of the end of all things, and the day of thy just judgment, we may be with Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us now confess our sins and receive the absolution. I now ask you before God who searches your heart, do you sincerely confess that you have sinned against God and deserve his wrath and punishment? Then declare so by saying, I do confess. And verily you should confess. For Holy Scripture declares, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. Do you heartily repent of all of your sins, committed in thought, word, and deed? Then declare so by saying, I do repent. And verily you should repent, as did the penitent sinners, King David, who prayed for a contrite heart, Peter, who wept bitterly, the sinful woman, the prodigal son, and many others. Do you sincerely believe that God, by grace, for Jesus' sake, will forgive you all of your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. And verily you should believe, for Holy Scripture declares, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you promise that with the aid of the Holy Ghost, you will henceforth amend your sinful life? Then declare so by saying, I do confess, I do promise. And verily you should promise, for Christ our Lord says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Finally, do you believe that through me, a called servant of God, you will receive the forgiveness of all your sins? Then declare so by saying, I do believe. And as you believe, may be it unto you. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office, as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead, by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Old Testament reading, once again, Jeremiah 1, verses 4 to 10. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am but a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak, and be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms, to root out and to pull down and to destroy, and to throw down and to build and to plant. So far. The Epistle, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 10, verse 5. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but only one receiveth the prize? So run that you may be so that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, and so I fight, not as one that beats the air, but I keep under my body and bringeth it into subjection, lest that any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be cast away. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and all did drink of the same spiritual rock. For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. So far. The Gospel, Matthew 20, verses 1 to 16, which is the basis for my sermon. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And then he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, Go ye also in the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour and did likewise. And then about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle. And he said unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? And they said unto him, Because no man has hired us. He said unto them, Go, and you shall also, whatever is right you shall receive. So when evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his servant, Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last to the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden of the heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Did not we agree for a penny a day? Take what is thine and go thy way. And I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first and the first shall be last. For many are called, but few are chosen. So far. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. With this Sunday, we enter the pre-Lenten season, and as we begin, we make our way to Jerusalem, and we shall see God's own Son as our Savior in his death and resurrection. We shall steadily rise to the heights of Jerusalem, to Calvary's hill, and finally witness God's Son suffering our torments and giving his life into death that we might live forever. Then after his death, we shall view him in his resurrected glory as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This is indeed a very holy season, a season that shows us that holy redemption is not by works, but by grace alone. Eternal life is God's gift, as shown by this morning's Gospel. Only God has earned salvation. Salvation is a gift of God's grace. In this morning's gospel, Jesus illustrates the truth that salvation is a gift of divine grace, that it is given to all regardless of the hours that they labored. The gift is the same. Whether we have been in the kingdom of God all of our life or only a small part of it, it makes no difference whether we were called when we were children or late in life. The same gift is ours by grace, eternal life and peace and glory in heaven. All receive by faith the gift of eternal life in Christ as God's free gift. As we begin to climb to Calvary, we must have one basic thought, that redemption, eternal life, is earned by Christ on the cross as a gift of God's unfathomable grace. And how grateful we must be that God sent His only Son into the world to earn this eternal life for us. This truth, that salvation is ours by God's grace, is a central doctrine of Holy Scripture and of our most holy faith. And how clearly the Scriptures explain divine grace. Paul affirms this in Ephesians 2. For by grace are ye saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. And Paul writes to Timothy, God hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our work, but according to His purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. However, natural man cannot understand that God gives salvation by grace. All religions except the Christian faith teach salvation by works. This morning's gospel shows that there are those who murmured over the price of grace. They suppose that they should have received more. They cannot comprehend divine grace. The basis for God's grace is the holy atonement of our Lord, God's Son. God's Son Himself earned a salvation for the world. He took away the sins of the world by His suffering and His death in our place. You see, salvation is not earned by us, but by God Himself. Jesus, the God-man, perfectly fulfilled for us the holy will and law of God. God Himself suffered the torments of the damned in our place. He offered Himself as a sacrifice for our sins. He died for our sins. Christ died in our place. He redeemed us with His precious blood, the blood of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Christ gave Himself a ransom for all. God, for Christ's sake, gives us eternal life. Therefore, let us not be satisfied with head worship and lip service. Let us not be content devoting to Him just an hour on Sunday morning, more or less regularly. Rather, behold Him in the indescribable agonies of Calvary, His body and soul tortured with the punishments that we should have suffered, dying in the penalty for our sins. And as we begin to understand the matchless mercy of our Savior, fall down before Him and cry out, I love You, Lord Jesus, more than I love anyone else on earth. And strengthened by the vision of the cross on which the Savior shed His cleansing blood, we should not be hot today and cold the next day. With the Spirit's help, build our faith not on the shifting sands of feelings or emotions, but on the Son of God, the Rock of Ages, where we can stand unmoved in pain or prosperity, suffering or security. In His gracious way, God has been calling people throughout the ages. In the life of individual, God calls at various times. He calls through the gospel. He calls early, in the middle of life, and sometimes even late in the day. At all times, God's call must be centered in Christ and His gospel. God offers to all the forgiveness of sins which Christ has earned for them by his obedience and death. And with this gospel, God expects us, the saved, to call the unsaved in the marketplace of souls. This message of eternal life by grace must always be the central message of the church. Therefore, why stand ye here all day idle? Go ye also into the vineyard. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, unto thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word, as becometh it, may not be bound, but have free course to the preaching and the joy and the edification of God's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of thy name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us his peace. Amen.